You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've got currently special guest Bella Rafflin on air to talk about her latest release, sophomore single Corduroy Boy. How are you doing today, Bella?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, yeah, I'm good. First of all, congrats on the single release. Big stuff. Came out last Friday. How's it been since it's been out?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think, like, releasing songs is always kind of a weird thing because so much love and energy and sometimes years of time and effort go into it, and then it just kind of comes out at 12 a.m. on a Friday and then it's out. It's just kind of like, it's not that it's underwhelming, but it's kind of like you can't really do anything about it. So, true. You know, just watching, you know, getting messages from people about how much they love the song or the video, that's been really cool, and just kind of enjoying Auckland's sun before it gets cold and wet.
Yeah. Can relate. I wish we had sun down here, but as well, it's been sunny the past couple of days, but more cold and wet. But yeah, crazy that it's out and it's in the world. Tell us a little bit about it. Like, what's your inspiration behind Corduroy Boy?
Yeah, the song kind of came around a few years ago when I was writing with my kind of longtime mentor, Chris Mack, who's the bass player at 660. Yep. And I'd kind of picked the title Corduroy Boy just based off of a couple of things, but I don't know, I just kind of got an energy and a vibe off of like a certain type of person, specifically like a certain type of dude. They live in Australia and he lives in stick and poke tats. I think you'd find a fair few in Dunedin.
Yeah, you know, probably. Listen to
local bands and off bands. And so I kind of wrote the song and I took it to Chris and he loved it. It's just two chords, super simple, but we instantly just kind of clicked with it, and we spent the last kind of few years, I play it live at every show, just building a bit of a world for this song, and it felt right to release it for my second single as a follow-up to Overdrive. So yeah, super stoked with it. It's pretty, I think it's pretty sick song, if I do say so myself.
Pretty sick. I will agree, it's pretty cool, it's a good song.
Thank you.
Do you have any specific musical influence like behind it? So you say it's about the guy who listens to Aussie bands and local bands. Were there any Aussie bands that influence you, or local bands as well?
I think it's probably a mesh, like, obviously I love the local band scene, I'm in a local band apart from the project, and so I listen to a lot of band music. For this song, it's really a mesh, like I love Courtney Barnett, I love Ruby Fields, I love The Breeders, I love loads of Aussie bands, but this song in particular, I don't know, it just kind of takes on its own kind of vibe, I think, and that's kind of cool. You can hear all of my influences come through it separately.
Yeah, for sure. That's well cool too. It's good to have a broad spectrum, I guess, kind of influence and impact a song on what you're writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your writing process like? How, because you're solo act and then you're also in Coast Arcade, does the process vary between the two, or is it pretty straightforward and similar?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different because Post Arcade is kind of like me and three dudes who are like my best mate. So you're kind of having to write with other people's opinions, feelings, emotions, and ideas of what makes a good song, which is really awesome, but sometimes really hard. And then on the flip side of that, Bella Rafflin, like this, my project, it's like, it's just me, which makes it heaps easier to write with because I'm the only one that gets to decide whether it's good or not.
True.
But then it also makes it harder because it's kind of a lot more vulnerable. It's just it's just you. That's kind of the fate of the song.
Yeah, just you and your ideas compared to you and three guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've also released a music video to go alongside the single release, which is exciting. Yes. How's your experience like filming that and working on that? And you've got Oliver Mills in there as well, which is fun.
Yeah, that was a crazy, like, I think for the video, I'm really into videos that kind of do more than just provide like a, like, I don't know, I like doing music videos that are more than just a music video for the sake of the music. I wanted it to be like a visual guide to the song and give it a bit of purpose. And so the video, like, the director David Arg and I kind of sat down and looked at what we talked about the song and what we want it to look like and the vibe and the influences and the style.
Yeah.
Later we really wanted to lean into the corduroy boy thing because obviously that's the name of the song and it's a big, like everyone asks, you know, what's a corduroy boy? So we thought we'd just make the video basically explaining it. And Oliver kind of just replied to one of my story call outs for people to be a part of it. He's perfect for it, so it worked out really well.
No, for real. That's good, that's good. What was the vibe that you had going into it and the direction that you wanted to make, apart from just, like, explaining what a corduroy boy is?
Yeah, I think I wanted something that kind of gave that, like, punky grunge vibe. I think we used, like, Trainspotting as a little bit of a reference, just in the colours and things. I really wanted to give it that, like, just create like a little bit of a vision for what a corduroy boy is and also then how it ties into my brand as someone who is like a pop artist but not really, like, it's grunge but it's mainstream grunge, kind of buzzy.
Nice. Yeah, sick. What's the next steps for you? I mean, moving forward with Bella Rafflin as a project, what are your things planned for the next couple months, I guess?
Yeah, just like I want to be writing lots, hey? Yeah. Like, just writing super cool music. I want to play awesome shows. I want to release music. I think, you know, this project's only released 2 singles, so there's a lot of work to be done, and I'm just looking forward to getting stuck in and really making 2025 a bit of a year of growth for this project and shaking things up a little bit.
For sure, for sure. Very exciting year then for 2025 in Bella Rafflin.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. I guess, yeah. I didn't have anything else written down to say. Did you have anything you wanted to add before we wrap up, other than listen to Corduroy Boy?
Yeah, I mean, listen to Corduroy Boy, give it a stream. Thank you, Radio 1, for having me.
Of course.
I love how much you guys support Kiwi music. I love the bands that are coming out of Dunedin at the moment. There's some Dane X, like Audio Visual Dropkicks, Ivy.
Yeah.
Like, it's pop.
We got some crazy stuff down here. It's always good. It's always fun. Always keen to support a Kiwi artist as well. It's a good time.
Yeah. Epic. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. This is Corduroy Boy by Bella Rafflin. Keep it locked on the one. Hope you enjoy.
Podcasts. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.